For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little more insight into that. Futures right now, the Dow is slightly in the red and just a touch positive. Some stability, lack of volatility in the market. The S&P and NASDAQ slightly green. Oil's up, but it's $67 a barrel, which is pretty relatively inexpensive to where we've been. 307 nationally on gas, 304 here in Connecticut. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News, joining us here. I'm Brian and Company. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. I looked it up right before we went on the air because I know you love to talk about energy.
I do. And in fact, you looked up the prices or you looked up
something
specific?
Well, I looked up two things.
Yeah.
One is that the price of crude oil is down just about 5.5%. Isn't that amazing from a year ago?
And the thing is that we're heading into, I know, a new year and a new administration, but, you know, we could end up, I mean, basically half of the union, right? Like almost 20 plus states are under $3 a gallon.
Well, the average right now is just about for regular. Do you use regular?
I do slum it.
How do you roll, mister?
I roll with everybody, the working class of America, with regular unleaded.
Okay, 3.07 is the regular price for the current regular. A year ago, it was 3.32, and that was cheap. You know, remember that the price for regular unleaded gas topped at $5, just over $5 a gallon, June 14th. Flag Day of 2022.
I've come full circle on the energy. I believe as until new technologies become affordable, you sort of have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know what's going to happen with energy policy, but if you really want it to impact like foreign policy, I think if he does open up the floodgates to drill, I think he could lower energy prices to the point where some of the folks that we compete with on the international stage, it'll hurt them, like the Irans of the world, because they won't be able to make as much money.
We have a lot of energy. It's okay. It's actually, we are big domestic producers. Great. I think all the big energy companies, like the CEO of Exxon was sort of like, hey, we're not going back. We know what the future is. So it's interesting that the industry now, maybe they'll be happy in the short term, but they are not abandoning their policies to go green.
But I think that's the right way to do it.
Limit emissions.
Yeah. Listen,
you know, they're just not.
It's so funny because we burned a few minutes here, which is good because the year-end money stuff, I'm like, year-end yuck. I mean, it feels too early, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It feels too early.
Yeah, but you know, we have to talk about it while you have the time to do something. That's the key. Okay. So in other words, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go to the IRS website, irs.gov. You get on the withholding estimator. You make sure you've withheld enough money to pay your tax bill in April. Because if you haven't, like now we have like whatever, 43 days to go or 6 weeks or so, you know, you have a chance to make a change.
But what I do is I wait for all my documents to come, then I send it to my tax guy and I pay my taxes.
Yeah, but you're not everybody, right? 87% of people file with the standard deduction. So you're not everybody, right? The other thing you can do is if you've got extra money, instead of spending it, you can throw more money into your pre-tax retirement plan. That's a very good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You like investing.
I do.
And so maybe it's time to rebalance your accounts. So many people have been saying to me like, oh my God, markets are up. It's so great. Okay. Yeah, good. Rebalance. Meaning look at your retirement account. Look at your investment account. See if your allocation is what you want it to be. Are you the classic 60% stocks, 40% bonds? Are you? If you are, your stock position has gone up.
Right.
And in fact, you know, if you look at it, the S&P 500 is up 23% this year. So it is very possible that your 60-40 portfolio is more like 65-35 or even 70-30.
If you don't have an advisor, say you have just an account at Fidelity or Schwab or whatever, how do you do that?
Well, if it's a retirement account, most plans allow automatic rebalancing. It is wonderful. You don't have to think.
Huh.
And you check a box, literally. It says, do you want us to rebalance the money that's in here or the new money coming in or something different? And you just say, I want you to rebalance what is in there once a year and be done with it. if you have your own account, you got to look in there and you have to actually do something. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, then do something. And that means going into your account at Fidelity, at Vanguard, at Schwab, at E-Trade, and saying, what is the percentage? And they put it on the front page of your statement, the front door right there. It'll say how much is in stocks, percentage-wise, what's in bonds. Now make the change. The one thing I want to be clear about is if this is a taxable account that you're rebalancing, you might have taxes that are due.
So this brings...
That's okay. Pay the tax. Move on.
You know, I'm looking at stuff right now as we speak. This brings me to another question I wanted to ask you. We're talking with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, and you go to... Of course, you go to JillOnMoney.com to get all of her content, including this week's column that talks a lot about year-end things to consider. And we won't get through all of them here, so you can take a look at it for yourself. There are some, you know, you go to your cocktail parties and everybody knows everything, right? And there are some people that I actually respect who are like, you know what? My Wall Street guys are telling me things are going to run good for a little while, but the people might want to take profits. And so you talk about rebalancing, but what about the concept of like if you own equities, maybe because most individuals don't take profits. They just keep the stuff forever. And maybe when things go way down, they sell it so they don't lose all their money. But like, what about the concept of like, wow, the market is at all time highs. Maybe I should trim.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is you're doing that intro and I started laughing because, you know, most people wait until the bottom falls out to do anything.
Correct.
So why are we not like that's why I love rebalancing, because I'm not talking if you have a fun money account. OK, let me just talk about the two different things. One is your real money. Your real money, meaning the money that you have invested in your 401k, your long term money, that should be rebalanced at least once a year. That's it. And you make sure you know what, okay. But now let's say that you have a fun money account. It's like 5% of your total assets.
With my Doge, with my Dogecoins, yes.
Your Dogecoin, your NVIDIA, and that's up big. As somebody who was a former trader, we used to joke and say like, look at all the idiots who hang on forever. Mm-hmm. Now the idiots meaning that like, the whole point is to make sure that you capture some of the money. So if you have your fun money account, that was 5% of your total portfolio and it's gone up in value, why don't you take some of the gains? Just take some. And there are a lot of really interesting things that you could do. If you happen to be charitable and you itemize deductions, you can open up a donor advised fund. You can use your gains for good. Use your gains for good. Isn't that nice? And you could put money, you could put like the appreciated security, you'd move it into an account, you get a full tax deduction today. And you have to give your money out over time. You don't have to give it away all this in 1 year. There are so many things to do, but sitting on your gains is great, but I don't want to hear from anybody crying when the market rolls over, because it will. Yeah. It's not like a second Trump administration does not repeal business cycles or financial markets' ability to go down.
Yeah.
So everyone get your heads on straight and think about your own long term and don't be greedy, because you're going to get fearful at some point and that's going to lead you astray.
But if you sell something and it's a gainer, you're going to have to pay taxes on those gains. Even
Yes, certainly in a taxable account. Or you can wait and see if it goes down, and then you can panic and do something stupid.
Now, if you reinvested in something else like right away, you still have to pay taxes on your gains, correct?
Well, you're talking about something called the wash sale rule, which is if you have a loser, okay, and you sell it, and you want to claim a tax loss, capital loss, you can claim a loss against a gain. There are some stocks and there are some positions that are lower that you actually have losses on. Some people
Intel,
bought things at the wrong time.
Yep.
You take your loss, you have a gain of the same amount. Now there's no tax due. You have a loss and it's bigger than the actual gains, then you can carry forward that tax loss. What you're not allowed to do is buy the substantially same asset within 30 days and claim that loss.
Got it.
But if you own the S&P 500 fund, and then you say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a total market index, international index fund. I'm going to replace it with that for whatever, 35 or 40 days or not, or just replace it. If it's substantially the same asset, you cannot take the loss.
Got it. All right, Jill. Great stuff as always. Have a great week.
Take care.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.